Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Right on, man.
What's going on?
Shit, just chilling, dude. Getting ready for later today. Gonna do a Backlash review later.
It's so bright behind me. I don't know why. Like, yeah, I don't know. It keeps getting brighter. It's weird.
It's good, dude. You look white.
Thanks.
Thanks. That's a compliment.
What's going on, buddy?
Shit, dude. I was just seeing your guys' show earlier that you did with the heel shit. How'd that go?
It was good. I'm still sick, so it's been rough.
I was going to say, you kind of sounded like it a little bit.
Thanks again.
I wasn't sure if you were going for like a new gimmick or something, like it was your new voice, you know.
No, imagine. What's up, Jordan? What's up, Victoria? So yeah, man, what is new? We haven't really spoken much since Mania, and
yeah, not much, dude. We've just been trying to tackle like all these shows and reviews, trying to figure out like what's been going on in WWE, dude. And Mother's Day this past weekend kind of sent me back, because you know Mexican moms got to have both of their days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Did you do anything for Mother's Day weekend?
Well, my mom was traveling in Mexico. My stepmom was in New York, visiting her, you know, some of her family. And so I just saw my grandma. So not too much, man.
Yeah, that's good, not dude. Yeah, we did a whole bunch of shit. I didn't even get to watch Backlash live.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't miss too much, don't worry.
You didn't like Backlash?
No, I mean, there was no title changes. There was no surprises. You know what I mean? Like there was nothing, bro.
I heard what you had to say about the Pat McAfee and Gunther match over at the heel shit. And I got a bone to pick with you about that.
Tell me. Go ahead.
So you didn't like that match?
It was a good bathroom break. It was a good bathroom break. Solid bathroom break for sure.
Oh my god, that match I think is like getting the most heat out of all the matches on the card. And I think it was like, I think I liked it more even than the Fatal 4-Way. I don't know. That's just me though.
I think my expectations were too high for that match, because I wanted, like I brought up earlier, I wanted Goldberg to show up because, you know, of all the rumors swirling around. Yeah. Or, at the very least, Ilya Dragunov. I really wanted that to happen. But for nothing to come out of it, I was kind of bummed out.
What up, Finch? Shout out to Finch Master.
What's up, Finch?
Yeah, to me, the whole Gunther and Pat McAfee thing was like, I felt like I was watching like some old school, like classic wrestling. Like, I know it wasn't fucking Steve Austin versus Bret Hart, you know, fucking 5-star match or whatever. But just the fact that the people were into it, especially when Michael Cole got involved. And I don't know. I just think like that's like the whole point of wrestling is we want to see the babyface win. And in this case, Pat McAfee, who's super over, you know, he's the babyface. Gunther is a big evil heel. And the people, even though everyone knew Pat McAfee wasn't going to do it, there was a little hope there. And it was fun. It was cool to see. And there was a point in time where I would go back and watch like old 80s wrestling and stuff. And they did a lot of stuff like that back in the day too. And it's just, you know, the people were just like screaming and like, oh my God, like, you know, they want Pat McAfee in this case to beat up Gunther, and oh, is he gonna do it? It's just, I don't know. That to me, I think in that sense, it was wrestling to me. So I really liked that match, though. I'm so sad you didn't like it.
Well, not every match is for everyone. It wasn't all that. I think it was because it was too obvious on Gunther was not going to lose. There was the only chance that he would lose is if, like I said, somebody got involved, like Ilya Dragunov or Goldberg.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah.
Going that route, you know, I could see Pat McAfee going over or something, and it still wouldn't hurt Gunther, but it would start a rivalry that doesn't deal with Pat McAfee.
Yeah, so what I was going to ask you before we got cut off was, do you really want to see another Goldberg match in 2025?
No, but I'm just going based off of rumors and all that stuff. You know, they're saying that he wants to have his last match. So,
I think
Gunther would be a good last match for him, even though it wouldn't be much of a Gunther. Gunther would carry that match just like William Regal carried the match for Goldberg and him.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. If someone can have a good match with Goldberg, it could definitely be Gunther. Yeah, I guess that's just putting a whole lot of responsibility on
for sure.
On poor old Gunther.
For sure. I mean, it's all rumors, but I was expecting more and I didn't get it. But I'm glad you liked it. So it's at least it's you know.
Yeah. Somebody enjoyed it. Yeah, I did. I liked it a lot. I even liked the Dom versus Penta match. I thought that was cool. A good match. Yeah. Dom looked really good in there. Surprisingly, I think the match that I didn't really like a whole lot was the Fatal 4-Way, dude. The Fatal 4-Way match, which was the opening match, I kind of dozed off on that a little bit. I mean, yeah, exactly. It was kind of obvious, I think, that Jacob Fatu was going to win. But it just took forever. It took forever to get to the point. And weren't they saying that Drew McIntyre, he ended up like fucking himself up in that match, no?
That's what I've heard. I don't know how much of that is true, but that's what I've heard.
And I completely missed that spot, which I'm glad.
And then I'm sure Jeff Cobb is a great wrestler, but I knew nothing about Jeff Cobb.
Yeah, dude, he's a veteran. Jeff Cobb, he's like in his mid-40s already.
I saw he's like 42.
Oh, 42.
I have to do my research. I have to watch some of his stuff. But, I didn't know anything about him.
So. Don't you watch AEW? I thought you watched
AEW. Not really. No, okay. No, very, very, very little. I need to. That's what I'm going to start pushing myself to do is watch more AEW.
Yeah. He was on there a few times. I want to say maybe two or three times from what I remember. So that's mostly where I know him from. I know he was in Lucha Underground, but I never really got into Lucha Underground like that.
I watched a little bit of Lucha Underground. I watched it mostly when Ray was around, so I got to pick up a couple things.
I tried to watch Lucha Underground, but I couldn't get into it.
It's different, man. It's different. It's a different type of TV show.
They say wrestling is like WWE is like a soap opera novella type thing, but no, Lucha Underground.
That was a real soap opera.
Yeah. For sure. So it was a little bit too much for me. But yeah, that was my my weekend for Backlash and stuff. And then we got more PLEs coming up. What's next?
Back to back to back. We got, technically it's not a PLE, but we have Saturday Night's Main Event next Saturday on what, the 24th, I think it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then of course, 2 weeks after that, they're bringing it down to LA for Money in the Bank. And Worlds Collide is also the same day, which is crazy.
Did you get your tickets yet?
No, I'm not going.
I thought you were. I thought you said you were going to go.
Because of Survivor Series being in San Diego, I'm going to go all in for Survivor Series because it's right here. You know what I mean?
How all in are you going to get the gold package so you can do a meet and greet with Kevin Nash?
Hell no.
For $10,000 or something crazy?
No, I went, I spent a lot for Mania and that's already paid off. So I'm just going to focus on Survivor Series.
How much is a lot to you? I'll tell you how much I spent.
Well, you told me already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you told me already. We almost spent the same amount. Almost. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And you probably sat way closer than me.
Yeah, I did. But you got fast access to get in and out of places.
Yeah, it was cool. It was worth it, I think. At least just for my first time going to WrestleMania and getting the full experience, you know, was cool. I was looking at the SummerSlam tickets, and they're not as expensive as WrestleMania. And I kind of wanted to go. I'm kind of thinking about going to SummerSlam, dude.
Do it. Hit up the big four. I've been to three WrestleManias. I've been to three SummerSlams. This will be my first Survivor Series this year, and I just need Royal Rumble. So whenever I can find a good Royal Rumble to go to, then I'll be there so I can hit up the big four.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, Money in the Bank, too, is another one that I think it's going to be crazy, dude. Those Money in the Bank PLEs are usually pretty good. I think people get their money's worth, you know, paying all that fucking money.
Who do you think's going to win? That. Like, obviously, we don't know who's qualifying right now, but if you were to make an early prediction, who's going to be your Money in the Bank winner this year?
Oh, man. Well, because of how the Money in the Bank went down last year, that was the one that Drew McIntyre got screwed on, right?
Yeah, he won and then cashed in right away.
I think I would like to see Drew McIntyre win it again.
Again? Again?
Just so he can get his comeuppance. That's the first name that comes to mind. Who were you thinking?
I'd love to see Dom. I'd love to see Dom have it. And I made a video about this a little while ago, but imagine... And I think also, it seems that Cena's fighting people based off of their hometown, kind of like what he did with Randy Orton. But what I'm hoping for is that we get John Cena versus Rey Mysterio at Survivor Series for the WWE Championship one more time. And then I don't think Rey's going to win. But if he does win, shit. If he does win, if there's a slight chance he wins, and Dominic Mysterio has that Money in the Bank briefcase and then cashes in on his dad, beats him in San Diego, and then takes the title away from him again in the same night, because Rey Mysterio became world champion before with John Cena, where John Cena took it away from him the same night.
Yeah,
man, that'd be history, and it would put Dominic Mysterio even further as a heel.
Well, John Cena has to lose that belt to someone eventually, right?
Absolutely. Or so. He just walks away as the last real champion.
Or that too. Yeah, dude, that would be cool, man. When is Survivor Series, by the way? We said it's like...
It's Thanksgiving weekend, November 29th.
Oh, okay, so we got June, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. So like 6 months? Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's like pretty much towards the end of John Cena's, you know, final match.
Yeah, his final match is like mid-December. I think it's like December 13th or something.
Yeah. I mean, the timing wouldn't be off, you know? It would be a good timing. Damn, that would be crazy.
Even if Rey doesn't win, then, you know, Tom comes in and cashes in. I would still love to see him walk out of San Diego as a champion.
That'd be cool.
That'd be crazy. Because nobody would expect Dom to beat Cena.
Nobody would expect it. Yeah, dude. And they got plenty of time to build up Dom even more. That's one of the reasons why I like that match with Penta so much, because Dom looked good, like, by himself. He went out there by himself for, like, most of, like, the beginning of the match. It was just one-on-one. It was a competitive match. Dom didn't feel like the chicken shit heel that he usually is, you know? He was actually going toe-to-toe with Penta, and I'm like, holy shit. So I think slowly they're going to start making Dom into, like, a more credible champion, you know?
He's a great heel. I mean, he's going to do big things.
Mm-hmm. He's getting cheered a lot, too.
Yeah, it was, that pop at Mania, bro. Yeah. I loved it. I enjoyed that.
He got a bigger pop at Backlash than Penta also.
Yeah. He's doing good.
Yeah, dude. He's doing great things, dude. Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know who's going to win the Money in the Bank, but we kind of talked about this last night a little bit, and I think whoever wins the Money in the Bank is probably going to have to go after... Fuck, I don't know. That we were thinking the winner of the Money in the Bank is going to go after Jey Uso, most likely.
Well, it's happened with, what, the last two Money in the Banks?
Mm-hmm.
So we need... What if it's Finn Balor?
He's been losing way too much. Like,
yeah,
I don't
think... but then you surprise us with the Money in the Bank. It could happen. I mean, I could see it going to another Judgment Day member. I think it's always fun to see them butt heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I'm excited, man. It's only a month away. It's going to be good, dude. It's going to be really good.
You should go to Money in the Bank.
I wish, man. Dude, I feel like there's so much stuff going on right now. Not just in wrestling. Like, we're also, like, big soccer fans. And there's, like, a soccer game that one of my cousins invited me out there in L.A. And the tickets were, like, $100. But I'm like, man, I got to drive there or fly there. Yeah, I got to pay for a hotel, food, and all this shit. I'm like, dude, I can't, man. I can't go right now. But I don't know. If I'm feeling crazy, I might get some, like, last-minute tickets and just make a weekend out of it.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, because I want to see that Worlds Collide thing, too. I think that would be cool.
I think it's going to be cool, too. I need to watch more NXT to really understand what's going to happen. But, yeah, there's a show down here in Mexico. Let me tell you the date, because I... Hold on, it's on this phone. Give me a second. I'm going to be paused. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
May 23rd in TJ.
Do you go often down there? I feel like I would if I live, you know, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So May 23rd in TJ is a AAA event. And I actually know some of the guys that are wrestling in the event that I work with here in San Diego. So I might. We'll see. Yeah. I'm talking to my other buddy, too. So might go to that one. And it's, what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks before the AAA event in LA?
Do you have to pay to get in or... Do they
yeah for this one yeah no but it's not that expensive when you go to TJ. I spend like $60, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, $60 and I'm on the floor, so
hell yeah. Yeah, everything's cheaper over there, and then there's so much shit to do out there too after the show. No,
yeah, after the show, dude, every time we go eat, I'm not even kidding, there's always we always go eat tacos, right? Everybody goes to eat tacos afterwards, but every time we always see luchadores just eating tacos, and they'll still have their face paint on because they just want to go eat, bro. They just want to get out of there, and they just want to go eat. So, I've eaten lunch or whatever, dinner, tacos next to, like, Beast Muertos and, like, not Beast Muertos. Hold on. Freaking the other beast. What's his name? Okay, anyways. There's always different luchadores eating tacos, and I'm always just eating tacos next to them. So,
do you know the card for that show? Do you know who's going to be there?
I see that it's still building. I don't know the full card for it yet.
I wonder if Alberto's going to be there.
Maybe. Isn't he still banned from Mexico for like 6 or 9 months?
Yeah, he got a 6-month suspension, but I don't know how far into it he's in the suspension or if it's been over 6 months yet. I'm not sure.
It was 180 days
ago.
So 6 months. Happened?
The suspension was 180. Yeah, I guess not, huh? I think when I first saw that, it was probably a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was in March.
Then yeah, he's not going to be there.
Yeah, so he can't go back till after September.
Which is crazy, man, because I don't know if you saw or all those reports that were going around that he signed with WWE again.
I think it's because people are since, you know, WWE owns AAA now, I guess people are taking it in that context.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, he could show up to NXT, but I think that's it. Like, they could only, if they wanted to use him. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What about you, dude? How's everything been since Mania?
Not too bad. I mean, just working, doing videos, got sick, still trying to get better.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Did you put any content together for WrestleMania weekend? Like, did you make any videos out of that or anything?
I still have a bunch of video I need to go through. Like, I recorded a bunch of stuff, but I haven't put anything together. I finally, because I interacted with Zilla that one time, mm-hmm. and the video got all corrupted. Remember we were talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
I finally got a piece of it to
mm-hmm.
But it's in small. It's so small that if I put it in just a normal frame to see on a phone, it's going to be so pixelated. But you can at least see us and hear us. So I might still use it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hopefully you can make that work, dude. That's fucking, you know, that's an important video you got to put out, you know?
Yeah. And then I'm still working on the interview. I just need to get it over with because I've been working on it too long. The interview I did with Commander from AEW.
Right.
I'm still working on the translation for that one. Like, I pretty much have the subtitles there, but I need to finish editing the subtitles. And
I
cut out the important parts that he wanted me to cut out. So,
yeah, dude, it was hella funny. We were hanging out at Backlash weekend on Mother's Day with some of my cousins. And my cousins were like, dude, you went to WrestleMania, you were out there the whole weekend, and you only have a 2-minute video. I only put out like a quick video, and that's it. Like, they were like, we thought you were going to show us like the events that you went to, this, that. And it's just like, no, it's just a 2-minute video of you just doing whatever. And I'm like, motherfucker, do you know how much work this shit is? Putting a video together, even a 2-minute video, took me like 2 hours to put everything together, edit it, do this. I'm like, man, fuck you guys, man.
Yeah. It is what it is. I mean, man. You're also learning too, you know what I mean? Like, to vlog the whole experience and like to really capture what you really want to capture. But you're also trying to live in the moment at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, the whole time. You saw my videos, man. I posted every single match. I didn't miss a single match. You know, I posted every single match while I was there. But I didn't really vlog much.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really get to vlog my experience. I was mostly capturing what was happening in front of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I probably would have done things differently, but it is what it is. It's trial and error.
Yeah, I might try to make another video if I have time. But, man, it's just that part of this whole thing that we do, that's the least fun part. Like, I like recording it and posting it, but the editing part, man, is so fucking annoying to me, you know?
Dude, I know. I edit 3 hours of Raw and SmackDown every single week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And PLEs.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
You know, and now we have one every other weekend right now.
Yeah, I'm over here complaining, dude, and you probably do way more than I do, but... Okay. Speaking of WrestleMania weekend, dude, isn't it just crazy that not that long ago, I feel like we just saw Sabu.
Yeah.
And then now he's just fucking gone, dude.
Yeah, man, you just never know.
Yeah, it's fucking sad. How was he did you see him at WrestleMania weekend?
I saw him walking by. I saw him when he was also out in the casino. And that's when I got a chance to say hi, and he was just walking by, so he said hi really quick. That was it. Nothing crazy. He seemed fine.
Did he?
From what I could see.
Okay. Because there were some people...
This is after the match, too, from that Thursday where he wrestled. So yeah. He was fine every time I saw him.
Okay. Yeah, they were saying a lot of crazy shit about that entire weekend for Sabu. Like, I saw the reports that they're blaming or they're accusing GCW of giving Sabu like some type of drug or something before his match. And I also heard some people say like that he was pretty, it looked like he was on something at WrestleCon, like, I don't know, something. And I'm like, I don't know. From what I knew, Sabu was known to just like smoke hella weed. You know, I don't know if I can say that here, but they were like, nah, dude, he was on something else. It wasn't just weed. Like, he was on something. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I have nothing to say about it because I don't know anything. So
yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. He had his last match like that weekend, and then
it was that Thursday. I wanted to go. I wanted to go, but I couldn't leave until Thursday night, so I obviously couldn't make it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to say at least he left doing what he loves. You know, he did what he wanted. He had his last match when he wanted, and at least he got that moment. At least he got his final match in before passing away, you know?
Yeah, I mean, some of these wrestlers, I feel like they would pass in the ring, you know, like Flair. Serious though.
He passed away like three times in his final match, didn't he?
But you know what I mean. Like some of these guys just love wrestling so much, and that is their life. That they probably would be like, "Yeah, I'm cool with passing away right here because this is what I love." You know?
Yeah. That's true. I get what you're saying. Yeah, dude. I got to meet Sabu a while back. Did you watch
a picture?
Yeah, did you watch that? That day was the same day that Sabu showed up in the AEW pay-per-view. I don't know if you saw that. So that day, that pay-per-view for AEW was in Las Vegas. And that same morning, Sabu was doing a meet and greet in SAC over here. So it was crazy to see him that, you know, in the morning, and then seeing him on TV that same day for AEW in a pay-per-view. It was pretty cool. And then, damn, I was pretty upset when I heard the news, but
that sucks. First time I met him was 10 years ago when I went to WrestleMania 31. And I had carried my ECW title with me, and I only got two signatures that day for that ECW title. And it was for Rey Mysterio because he wasn't with WWE at the time. And then RVD. And then I contemplated the whole time. I was like, do I get Sabu? And I didn't do it. And so this time, obviously, we went back to WrestleCon. He was there. I didn't bring my ECW title with me because I was like, I don't think I should get the signature. But his signature was so much cheaper this time, right? I think it was like 20, 30 bucks. I think probably 30. I want to guess. No more than 40. And I was like, I didn't do any autographs this year.
Yeah. So. Yeah, neither did I. I didn't do
that.
But I got to see a lot of people. I got to meet a lot of people, so that was cool.
Yeah, man. I wish we were more more out there, you know? I wish we would have gone up to more of them and just...
I'm just too shy, Doug. I'm not like you, bro.
No, I mean, I'm the same way, because I was there every day, and I was like, damn, I have the opportunity to go and say hi. Like, every time I was like, I'm going to go say hi to Nick Nemeth and Matt Cardona, and then I never went up to them, even just to say hi, you know what I mean? And so I did it a couple times. I did it with like Danhausen and all that. But then I would be like, I feel like I'm bothering them because I'm not paying for an autograph and I'm not paying for, you know, a picture. So I feel like I'm just bothering them if I just come up and say.
Yeah, that's what I felt too. I felt like that, like kind of weird, you know. I also ran into Grayson Waller at, I forgot what the name of the casino. I ran into them, Tiffany, Stratton, and Ludwig Kaiser, but I just said hi, and I didn't ask for like a picture or nothing, because like it was after WrestleMania, like they're not working, they're just having fun with their friends and family at the casino.
Yeah,
so I didn't want to be that guy, you know, like, hey, you know, can I get a picture? But they said hi back, which was cool, so I'll always remember that. But no one will believe me if I, you know, if I tell them.
It's the story that I told you, you know, of how I met Rey Mysterio the first time I went to his house. Like, nobody would believe me, but I know it happened.
Yeah, dude. So that was
what's up, King Zeus? Hey, King Zeus is in here. Everybody's been asking me about my cool mask lately. Obviously, everybody loves Penta. Oh yeah, King Zeus, I got to tell you that one. So I got this cool new mask from King Zeus. It's a professional mask.
Legit.
This one comes off. He always says professionales.
You should just do all your videos like that now, dude.
I still gotta make a video to for this one. I still haven't. I've been lacking on this one.
So did King Zeus make that mask for you, or?
No, he gets the mask from mask makers, and then he just, you know.
Yeah. Damn, that's what's up, dude.
Yeah, so I have this one, and then I have this one, which, this one's cool, too.
The Ray mask, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's badass.
Yeah, this one's cool. He's in the comments. I don't know if you can see him.
Nah, I wish I could. I could only see mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess that's how that works.
Yeah, this one's cool too.
That one's badass, dude.
Yeah, I need to get another one. I've been asking him for a Rey Fénix one.
Rey Fénix.
I want a Rey Fénix one, and then I want a Commander one. But I'm obsessed with the pro quality, so I need pro quality mask only now.
Yeah, dude, that real.
I have one that's a what he says is a semi pro, but I got that one signed by Ray, so I can't ever just let it go.
You got to get that real fucking kangaroo leather type shit, you know? No, I don't know. I don't know what they're made of, but
it's all good. King Zeus is in here, so he's listening. I already told Snug about this one, but the very first time I met Ray was a very unexpected meet and greet, because I ended up going to his house, and the way I got to his house was because my grandma was working with his security guard at the time, which I didn't know. So I ended up going with this guy as a, you know, it sounds weird right now because I was just in middle school. But anyways, I went to this guy. We pulled up to Rey Mysterio's house, and then I walk up to the door. And I think me and him were talking about wrestling and how, you know, I like wrestling and all that stuff. And we pull up to the door, and I see a 619 on the floor, and I'm just like, what the heck? And then we pull up. He opens the door. Rey Mysterio opens it without his mask, and I'm just like, oh, my God, it's freaking Rey Mysterio. And at that time, you know, there was one DVD out with him they could see Dominic, and you could see Aaliyah, and you could see his wife and his parents. So, you know, everybody was there. His parents were sitting on the couch. You know, his wife was there, Dominic was there, Aaliyah was there, and I just was like, I feel like I know you guys. And being Hispanic, you know, you just go up to them and, you know, you give everybody a hug and a kiss, you know, and you're just like, I feel like I know all of you, you know.
Yeah, hell so yeah.
It was cool. And it didn't stop there. That was the first part of the best part of my day, because I didn't know that they were having an event in Mexico. So we ended up going to an event in Mexico where the security guard was like, all right, we're going to, you know, I have to do my job and make sure that you're protected while we go into Mexico and go to the stadium. So we go backstage, and I'm just like, I don't know. It was crazy. I met Triple H that day, Shelton Benjamin, Umaga, rest in peace, Chavo Guerrero. Who else did I meet? I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I met a bunch of people. I forgot.
I don't think I ever asked you, but like when Ray first opened up the door, did you already know what he looked like without the mask? Like, you knew right off the bat it was him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't learn like who he actually was until I was like much older.
No, I feel like we were all little kids saying, what does Rey Mysterio look like under the mask? Or Rey Mysterio unmask, right? And the first video that I feel like I saw was the one from WCW when Kevin Nash beat him to unmask him. That's the very first video that I saw for him getting unmasked. But then I didn't know that he had a whole career without the mask, obviously, after that, until later on. So...
yeah, WWE did their best to try to hide that.
Yeah.
Try to cover that up. But yeah,
that was the best ever. I've met him, what, 6 times since then? Every time I brought it up, he never remembers. It's okay. Happened, what, 13? I was in 7th grade, so 2007. How much? 18 years ago? Is it 18 years ago?
Damn, you're old as fuck, dude.
Hold on. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, it's 18 years ago. Happened 18 years ago, so yeah, he doesn't remember. Dominic, met him twice. One was obviously that first day, which was funny because he was already famous from the ladder match with Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero had already passed. So, you know, everybody knows who Dominic was at the time. And so when I saw Dominic, I was like, bro, can I have a picture with you? And he's like, you have to ask my dad. And I was like, fuck, I'm not going to ask your dad. You know, like, I'm a kid and I'm embarrassed to ask. So, yeah, I didn't get a picture with little Dom then, but I met Dom later. And then I got a picture with Dom here in San Diego. So,
when was that picture?
When was that?
Yeah,
I think it was like 2022.
Oh, okay.
2022. Yeah.
Was he wrestling then?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Okay. He was growing out his hair.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. What was the other thing I wanted to ask you about? I haven't had a chance to talk about this, so I wanted to get your opinion. Did you hear that about that reality show that I guess the WWE is going to come out with, where they're going to show how they put the show together and they're going to go backstage and?
Oh, I think I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Look, did you have any thoughts about that? What do you think about that?
I mean, more behind the scenes footage. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. King Zeus, I need to ask you before you head out, if you do head out. I need to know about your experience, man. You went to your first WWE show, and you're the biggest mask guy on TikTok. So I'm waiting for that vlog, or I'm waiting for that video or something, man, because your first experience was insane.
Which show do they go to?
Can I bring him up? I don't know. Let me see. I don't know if he'll, like, come on. I don't even know if it lets you.
I think you have to do a multi-guest.
No, he has to be live, though. I can't.
Oh,
It won't let me, like, invite people because it says if I. Yeah, I want to. He has to be live, too. It won't let me. It's okay. Anyways, we'll chat about it later.
Yeah, no, I just. I wanted to ask you about that behind the scenes stuff because I saw, again, a whole bunch of people like, oh, the WWE is ruining the business. Oh, here we go again with, you know, Triple H doing his usual things.
I mean, you don't know what you don't know, and you got to try stuff out. Like, they can always end it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And they're making these episodes. Just, it's the same thing with, what, Total Divas and Total Bellas. Like, they were giving us behind the scenes stuff all the time, but those things came out 3 months after we would end up watching, you know, WrestleMania or whatever, you know, and then we'd get the behind the scenes from the Bella's point of view or the Total Divas point of view. And I think it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. And I think WWE just knows that they have a fucking crazy ass production. Probably the best. I mean, their shows they look amazing, like on TV, you know. No matter what people say about, you know, the matches or whatever, oh, some of the matches are boring or blah, blah, blah. Their production value is fucking crazy. So I think that's why they're like, yeah, we're going to show people, like, you know, how we do this. Like,
right.
Like the documentary for WrestleMania 9 that came out before, WrestleMania weekend. Did you see that?
WrestleMania 9?
Yeah, they did like a behind the scenes thing. They have like real footage from behind the scenes of WrestleMania 9 and shit.
No, I haven't heard of it.
You should watch that, dude. It was pretty cool. They pretty much showed how they put that whole show together. And because like back then the business was more protected. There's people walking around with cameras backstage and like people like The Undertaker were just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You know, it's cool. It was cool to see. It was cool to see.
No, I haven't seen or heard about that.
Yeah. Wait, how many masks do you have, dude?
Just the two pro mask. And then, the one semi pro mask.
Hell yeah. And you get them from that same guy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This one I won in a raffle.
You lucky son of a gun. That's just badass.
Yeah, it was like $10 a ticket. I think it has like 10 or 15.
$10?
A ticket, yeah. But I bought more than one ticket.
How many tickets did you buy?
About like two or three.
Oh, that's... Damn, I never win anything, dude.
It was funny, though, because I said the same thing. I was like, I never win anything. And then I joined that same day that he was doing the raffle because he had a couple spots left. And I was like, whatever, I'll buy two of them. And then...
Oh, does he do them like on IG or something?
Yeah, he does them on IG. But not all the time. I have to follow him. And so anyways, when he was doing the live, he's like, all right, we're going to do like the fifth one or the fourth one, whatever it was. And so when he pulled out the fourth one, I was like, all right, the fifth one's the next one. And then so I commented, and the winner is Soto 619, right? And then he pulls out the fifth one, and then and he's like, the winner is Soto 619. And I was like, ah, I manifested it, you know, because yeah, I put it in the comments. And now I was like, look at the comments. And he's like, hey, I see it right there. And I was like, that's right. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, dude, what, so what's next, dude? What do you, got anything planned, like, in the future for your channel? Anything new?
Yeah. Or what's up? Well, I got a bunch of videos I still got to put together. That's the first thing. And, let's see, we have an event on June 7th. Oh, that's, I think that's why I'm also not going to Money in the Bank, because there's an event here that I can have connections with that are, like, in AAA and stuff like that. So
yeah,
maybe do some more interviews like that.
So when is a Commander interview going to be ready?
I keep telling myself this Thursday, every single week, right? This Thursday. And yeah, it doesn't progress. I just need to like open up the file and just sit here and finish it. I know if I really just sit here for like 2 or 3 hours, it'll get done.
Yeah, it's just...
But I think, like, after Monday, I do my preview, which takes me an hour to 2 hours, right? And then I do my recap, takes me at least 2, you know? So I'm already, like, I just did 4 hours of editing today. I'm done.
Yeah.
Comes Friday, I have to worry about that, doing that video. And I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm like, all right, I finally have a little bit of downtime. And... I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to really get in the zone.
Dude, you need a break, dude.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a break. But I need to get it done. You know what I mean? And at the same time, I'm like, well, yeah, I need to get it done. But at the same time, I'm also growing my following on YouTube. I think I just hit 650 on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still climbing a little bit. So I'm like, well, maybe that'll help push out the video when it's officially out. Or maybe I'm just hurting myself because I'm taking longer and he's not the Ring of Honor champion anymore, you know?
Oh, he lost already?
Yeah.
To who? Do you know?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it always helps to have, like, known people, you know, on your channel. Like, once you put that video out with Commander, I'm pretty sure your following will shoot up on YouTube, you know?
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, I still gotta make little clips from it, too, which... I don't know how I'm going to do because I'm sitting next to him. I thought about maybe doing it to where I splice the video in half and then I put me on the bottom and him on top.
You don't have to do all that.
No?
No.
Just put out the video like it is?
No. You can make clips from that easily without having to do all that. But we can talk about that later. I'll show you later.
Yeah, you got to show me your ways.
Off air. Yeah, dude. I gotta get out of my shell and start reaching out to like some bigger names to get on the show, like, you know, like wrestlers and stuff. I don't feel like I'm quite there yet, you know. But yeah,
but I need to. You have a relationship with Victoria.
Yeah, yeah. So, I
mean, she kind of knows you.
Yes. Victoria, she's super cool. I can talk to Victoria for days, like. You know, we talked frequently. I just have to make time to get her on the show because she's really busy, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
It's just a matter of,
I want to get in touch with her, you know, ever since we met up at wrestling, WrestleCon, and learning about her in San Diego, you know, like, I want to.
Oh, yeah, she's from San Diego. That's right.
Yeah, she resides here now. But
yeah.
But yeah, I want to just, you know, hit her up before Survivor Series because I know she'll probably be at Survivor Series.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's something I definitely want to do. Hopefully soon I'll get Victoria on the show. She's super cool.
And then I still have RVD, but. Now with Sabu, I feel like I shouldn't even reach out for like a month, you know?
Oh, so you know RVD? Like,
and we froze again.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Are we back?
Yeah.
Are we back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. It froze. What'd you say?
that you also personally know RVD too.
No, I just have his contact.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Have you talked to what was that dude that we met that you introduced me to at WrestleCon? Yeah. Who?
Brian?
Yeah. Brian Clark, right?
Yeah, we text.
Sorry, I'm terrible with names. And we're frozen.
Yeah, we were texting yesterday.
Okay.
Keeps going back and forth. It goes back and forth, back and forth, yeah. Back and forth.
Yeah, how's he doing? What's he up to?
I mean, he's still doing his YouTube. Still, he's putting shows out every Monday, so... And he has a lot of special guests now, pretty much every Monday. So I think he's going to be growing really fast.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
He's being more consistent with it. So yeah, he's going to be growing really fast. He's already, I think, at 21,000 on TikTok, which he's catching up to me pretty fast too.
Nice, that's what's up. Yeah, that's another one too. I want to reach out, get him on the show. I think that'd be cool to have him on there. He seemed like a really cool dude.
Yeah, he's really cool, easygoing. Just shoot him a message. He'll get back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Other than that, yeah, I'm just like looking for new things to do for the show, you know, different things. I think I'm pretty much just mainly focusing on WWE stuff now, dude. Like, I haven't talked about AEW in a long time. I haven't even watched AEW. Because there's so much fucking
content. Sometimes I feel bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel bad because, you know, it's in our name, kind of, for the wrestling. And we're mostly only covering WWE. So I almost feel like I should be like, Photo 609 WWE, you know?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to change my, like, information on my show. Because right now it's like, you know, WWE and AEW content. Yeah. But I haven't had any time for AEW, not because like by choice or anything. It was just WWE is putting out so much content.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like most of my circle, most of the people that I talk to, like yourself and like the people that they mostly just watch WWE too. Like if I knew somebody, if I knew one person that was down to talk about AEW consistently once a week on a specific day, then I probably would be putting out some AEW stuff. But most of the people that I know that are like AEW fanatics, they don't really have time to talk about it like that, like on a weekly basis. You know, it's like every once a month or every now and then or whatever. Yeah, see, your doggo agrees. But yeah, dude, just trying to come up with some more ideas, dude. So this was cool. Like what we did today, I don't normally do this, just like jump on a live and just talk about anything, just random shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to switch it up. It's cool to, you know, do something different.
Yeah. So thanks for inviting me to this. Sure. This was super cool. And, yeah, dude, whenever you're down, we can make this work. I'd be down to do this more often.
You're at 2,500 followers. Didn't your other account get hit?
Yeah, dude, it did.
Where were you at on the other one?
Like 10,000?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You're growing steadily on this one. Hey, I didn't know that you were part of a whole other podcast or a whole other thing.
Who told you about that?
I saw it. I saw it, and I was like, what the? I was like, I know this guy. And I was like, what is he doing on this thing? And it's like, I don't know. I don't remember the name, but I was like, man, you guys have way more following on this account.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think you're talking about the Heel Shit podcast.
No.
Oh, the other one.
You have another. Yeah, you have something else.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. And, so that was the one that I actually started with. Those guys, they're from my hometown. They're all, so like we made that channel together, and it just didn't really work out. I just decided to just do my own thing, and I started the Snug Wrestling Podcast, and I just pretty much told them, hey, you know what? You guys do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. And they've been doing good. Like they know a lot of people in the wrestling scene here in Sacramento, California. Okay. So they're able, you know, they're smart guys. So they took advantage of their connections and they're growing and stuff. So I'm happy for them, but I didn't really like what they were doing. It wasn't really my thing. Wasn't really my style, I guess you can say. And I started my own thing, and I'm having fun now. And I mean, it's all love. Like whenever I see them, like we'll take a picture. I'll say what's up, you know. But yeah, I don't really talk about that. So I'm doing my thing, and I'm also part of the Heel Shit podcast now. Now those guys, they have a huge podcast. Like they, I think they get like fucking like close to like a million downloads a month for their stuff. They're pretty big. So I was really excited when they invited me on to their show.
That's dope.
Yeah. So I just been doing my podcast and doing the Heel Shit podcast, and yeah, man, just having fun with it, dude. Just having fun.
Did you ever get the audio to work for that one video we made together?
No. No, it was horrible. It was horrible. We fucked that up. There's a couple videos that we had that I didn't put out.
Yeah, I know. I was like, cool, I put it, and I was waiting, and I was like, oh, nothing came.
Nah, dude. But I got it down now. I figured out what the problem was with those things. And, yeah, I haven't had that issue anymore. So moving forward, we should be good. We should be good.
That's good, because
yeah,
it'd be nice to have seen some of that work, but it is what it is.
We got to make up for it, dude. We just got to put out
more work.
Better stuff, you know.
Put out new work. Yeah. I see you guys, you're always with the same crew after pretty much every Raw and SmackDown. What's up with that?
Dude, so I used to, when I had the old account before it got permanently removed by TikTok, I would stream the shows, right? Kind of like you did. And after the stream, I would stay on TikTok live and just have random people come up and share their thoughts about the show as like a multi-guest, right? So, you know, my streams are doing pretty good. So then I would get a whole bunch of people that would come up and want to talk to me about the show. And I would get some crazy ass people sometimes. Like it was fucking wild. It was out of control. And I think that's what made it so fun. That one time I got like this 60-year-old lady talking about how much she loves Roman Reigns and all these nasty things she wants to do to, you know, just crazy shit like that. And then I would also get like some really smart people, some people that really knew what they were talking about. So that's how I found my crew now that I podcast with all the time. Mr. Blood, he's a voice actor, former pro wrestler. Like dude is really talented at what he does. So he, you know, he was a regular on my lives. So I just told him, hey, like, you know, let's just make this a thing, like be a part of the, you know, the Snug Wrestling podcast, and let's do something. And he was like, yeah, dude, let's do it. And the other guys too, Tommy Toxic and BT Knight's from Australia, so he's like in a whole nother time zone, but you know, he's, you know, huge wrestling fan. Toxic, he's only 16 years old, but he's a smart kid. Like,
careful when you say those ages, bro. Not in here.
Oh yeah, okay. So he knows what he's talking about, and Tommy also. So yeah, dude, we just decided, hey, you know, let's just make this a frequent thing, and it's been working. You know, we have fun. We get different point of views from all kinds of different perspectives and wrestling minds, and yeah, man, it's been fucking dope, man. I like it.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
I always want to jump on, but it's the exact same time that I'm doing my edits. Mm-hmm. And because they take me so long, I just want to get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Dude, whenever you want to.
I come in there and I'll listen to you guys, you know, and I forgot who it was. I think it was the younger kid. He was upset with your take yesterday. And he said F you or something. And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I was taken away by that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're cool like that because I feel like I spent a whole lot of time with them talking about it. So like, we've kind of grown like this friendship, this brotherhood where we joke like that, you know? So it's cool. It's a fun time. It's out of control. You know, we try to make it fun and just see like how far we can take it. Let's see how crazy we can get with these reviews and how mad we can get people to be at us. Like, you know, what the fuck? What did he say? Type shit, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, man, you're doing good. Keep clipping and keep putting out more content.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. That's the goal, man. That's the plan.
Where are you sitting at on YouTube now?
Like followers?
Yeah.
Like 2000 something, like 2000 and some change, like 2010 or something like that.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that consistently?
For about a year.
So you like, got to 2000 in a year?
No. So I, for the past year, I've gotten like 1000 probably. Cause I've had that YouTube channel for like, two years now, but when I first started, I wasn't really putting out that much content. Like, right. I would maybe put out like one or two videos like every 3 days.
Got you.
And now I'm just like, even on like TikTok, on my Instagram, like every social media platform, I'll fucking put out like 15 videos a day.
I know, dude. I'm always scrolling and I'm like, dude, another snug? And I'm like, what's going
on? Yeah, dude. And at first I was like, oh man, I'm just going to do like post like one, at least a video each day, you know? But I'm like, nah, dude, like if we really want to get noticed, like we have to put out a whole bunch of content constantly.
Yeah.
So that's,
well, that's what I was thinking about branching into other stuff, kind of like what we were talking about, how I can. Maybe not necessarily watch 2 hours worth of AEW or TNA or whatever, but I can definitely sit down and kind of read what happened and make a recap about it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about maybe doing that to put out more content, but it's rough, bro. It's mm-hmm. rough. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, especially like for me, like I have like, you know, my family and like the full-time job thing and it's kind of hard to, you know, to juggle everything, but yeah, dude, like, even with the other podcast too, the Heel Ship, you know, I'm just always posting, advertising, doing this every chance I get, you know? And it's been working out. Like the more I post, the more shit I put out, like the more eyes I get on my product, you know? So I'm just even, yeah, dude. As much as I can. Like today, I posted at least one podcast a day. You know, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and then I also added this thing called Scribe, which is like a new streaming platform that Kanye West is making popular. This is a new, brand new like streaming platform that Kanye West, he put his new album on there. So now a whole bunch of people are like trying to upload their stuff on there. So, you know, I'm going to be using that now. Yeah, dude, I'm just really shoving down Snug Wrestling down people's throats until they're like, all right, we're going to pay attention to these people, you know?
Did you sign up for Kai's Streamer University at all?
I haven't even heard of that.
Oh, okay. Maybe you should look into it.
Yeah. See, I'm always looking for new stuff like that. So yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk about that. You can show me more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's still open, but I know that there was an application process. He had like six million applicants or something.
Yeah, I'll fucking make it open. I'll find a way. Like that, yeah.
We just got to keep creating our own way and coming together more.
Yeah, dude, for sure, man. Yeah,
that's how I feel like there's bigger success when we all come together, and that's what I know Godfather's really good at, you know, trying to come together, trying to grow together.
Godfather?
Yeah, he's in my comments right now.
Oh, okay. I was like, the Ho Train?
Not that Godfather, no.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
No, the TikTok Godfather.
Yeah, man. But yeah, dude, yeah, it was cool catching up with you, man. What do we got? Yeah, later on, I'm going to be on the Heel Shit podcast later tonight talking about Backlash. And then right after that, I'm going to do Backlash. So I'm doing double Backlash reviews tonight with my crew and also with the Heel Shit podcast. So, and if anyone that's watching or listening, be sure to check that out on my YouTubes and stuff.
We got like 700 people over here.
Oh, nice. Shout out
to him. I'm kidding, bro.
Oh, okay.
there's like seven people in here.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's good, dude. I mean, I wouldn't put it past you, dude. You're fucking blowing up over there, so shit.
No, right now, everybody's at work. Everybody's at work or school, so.
Yeah, people got lives, unlike me.
I'm here, too. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah. No, that's what's up, dude. But yeah, dude, we should do this more often, dude.
Yeah, for sure, man.
This was super fun.
Yeah, do you ever do these co-host things at all or no?
Nah, usually when we go live, we go live on TikTok, but we go live on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, like everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
So
we'll try this one time because I know we get achievements for doing them, even if nothing happens. But yeah, you can do these little battle things and you get achievements from them.
Oh, okay.
And it also pushes you out a little bit more too.
Hell yeah.
So all people need to do is just tap the screen, or they can obviously gift, and then you can win that way too. So if all people do is just tap.
Yeah, I used to use this TikTok studio thing a lot, dude.
Really?
Yeah. And then I
do it from my phone.
Okay, see, I'm doing it on the laptop. But then, like, I learned, like, of other programs that will let you stream to, like, different platforms at the same time. So I'm like, why am I going to limit myself to just TikTok I can be, like, all, you know, everywhere else at the same time? So we moved from the TikTok studio. We moved to a different program. And the only thing is, like, we can't do this. Like, if we want to add more people to it.
You have to send
it's,
a link.
Yeah, it's a whole nother process.
That's the one upside is because when you add people, you get their followers too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like if I add somebody through a link, nobody can really see that I'm with you.
Right. So. Well, now that I know how to use this shit, because this is the first time I do it, I wonder if we can start doing that again. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Just to change it up a little bit from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do your TikToks special time, special day, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So thank
right.
you very much, Blue. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. Fucking. Where's SmackDown going to be this week, dude?
That's what I was going to research. I need to do research. Hey, real quick, make sure you guys follow Snug Wrestling over here. This way, right? Cool. Make sure you follow Snug Wrestling. Very cool guy. Make sure you go check out his podcast. Available on all things.
Everywhere.
Podcasting.
Everywhere. Like fucking Pandora. Do people still use Pandora? I'm on there.
He's on Panda Express. Where you can catch him at In-N-Out or wherever.
Christian Mingle. You know. Thanks for the follow, Chaos. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm sure some people will follow.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just come on. We'll chat it up, talk wrestling, talk life. I want to do more than just, talk wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 'cause
You're not the first to tell me that. Like, there's been a few people that are like, yeah, let's just do talk about some other stuff. And I'm like, well, I mean, that sounds cool, but I'm
yeah.
the,
What I mean by is that we could still have conversations about wrestling while we're chatting it up, but obviously I want to talk about life and see where, and grow as a person as well.
Yeah, dude.
Because
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm so focused with wrestling and like even at work, bro, all day, I'm not even kidding, all day at work, I'm going like this at work, I'm going like this at work, I'm going like this at work, I'm doing every freaking thing at work. And I'm like, when do I have a chance to breathe when it's not really wrestling? And I feel like I don't really have a
You
chance to
probably
breathe
dream
because,
about that shit too, huh?
dude.
Dude, look at you. You're like, oh fuck. I do, fool. I'm telling you, man. Like, because
I'm
I
all
talk about
about
it
it,
so
you know?
much.
I
Yeah.
talk about it all the time, but at the same time, it's kind of nice to mix it in. I'm not saying we don't have to not talk about it at all. Like, no, we can't talk about wrestling, no, but we can mix it in. Like, how's life? What's new? What's good?
Well, shit, my life is wrestling, dogs. Oh
Dude,
my God, dude.
hey, would you ever go and at the age we are now, right? We can't look back at this current state of mind. Would you
Yeah.
ever? Thank you for the cap. Appreciate you, Blue. Would you ever go and train to be a wrestler? It doesn't have to be pro. I'm not saying you're gonna go WWE, but would you ever go train to do wrestling?
You know what? I would do it. I would do
Yeah.
it. Yeah, because so I still up until like a couple of years ago, I was playing soccer every weekend, running
Okay.
and exercising, doing all that stuff. But then my knee started hurting. I got scared and then I stopped. But then a couple of weekends ago, I went out to go play again and I was feeling good. I wasn't in pain or anything. So I think knowing that, I think, yeah, I'll go do it. The only thing that's really stopping me is like I'm just afraid to get hurt again. But I
I
felt
feel
pretty
you.
good a couple weeks ago. So I would say yeah. I would say yeah. Just for the sake of
Cool.
staying in shape.
All right. Next question then. Would you, real quick, thank you, Blue. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the gifts. Appreciate you. Make sure, again, go follow Snug Wrestling. Support him as well. We're all here for the love of wrestling. All right. My next question. Would you, I'm going to push that button real quick. Would you become a referee at this current state, this current age? Would you go and do that? Again, we're not going professional. We're just doing it for the love of wrestling. Would you go train to be a referee?
I think so, yeah. I think so, 'cause it would be cool just to be involved in wrestling in any way. I think that's why I do this, because I want to be like closer to it, you know?
But we
So
don't want to get
yeah.
hurt.
Right. But I think that
Because
kind of comes with the territory, doesn't it? If you're a referee,
yeah.
you probably
Well, yeah, you're gonna get knocked down and you're gonna be down for 5 minutes, until it's time to count one, two, three.
Yeah, being so close to the action, yeah, it can be dangerous. I mean, just, ask that lady that was ringside at WrestleMania.
I want to go. I want to do it. I think I'd be down. I want to catch wrestlers. I want to take a bump. I want to do all that stuff, but I don't know. I found a school to do training for like 3 months, so
Oh, there
I
you
don't
go.
know. Do I do it?
What's
Do I
stopping
not?
you?
What's stopping me? My back. I have
Oh,
back
okay.
problems. I have back problems, but at the same time, I'm like, I know I could push through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, and it also comes, a big part of it is like how you take care of yourself too. Like, are you exercising? Are you eating well? All that, goes big into play, I think the big reason why I was getting hurt all the time is 'cause the day before I would go play soccer, I'd get hella wasted. I'll go fucking play, 2 hour games and then pull muscles and all kinds of shit, But yeah, dude, you should do it, man. It'll make good content too, if you think
It'll make
about
good content too. I was
it.
like, what if I'm a referee and I just put like a GoPro on my chest and I'm just like,
Yeah, dude.
You know, 1, 2, 3 or whatever.
There's a couple people that I know, like one of them, he started doing interviews at wrestling shows, like real, you know, kind of like a in a backstage role, where he would interview the wrestlers in character, like before and after the matches. So that's, you know, they do that. There's another guy that I met through doing this that he's a manager now. So dude, I'm telling you, you know people, yeah. I think you can definitely find something cool to do.
Cause I've been trying to like I've worked with a couple of venues or events here in San Diego. So I've been trying to have some wrestlers just like land on top of me, or like even do a group jump, you know, where like pretty much what Penta did yesterday, where he went after the whole Judgment Day. Yeah. Like, I want to be one of the guys standing there, but with my camera recording, you know, while we all fall down. And the guys are like, "Nah, you got to go train first." And I'm just like, bro, like,
oh, I don't want to go. You have to train.
Yeah. They're like, you have to train to take a bump, you know, because we don't want to get hurt. We don't want you to get hurt. And I'm like, I can fall down, you know, like,
yeah, it looks easy, dude. I feel like I would be able to do it, but I don't know, because I never tried it. Yeah, dude.
And then part of me also wants to go and get chopped, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go get chopped or go do all that, but mm-hmm. again, a lot of these guys, they want me to be trained.
Well, I feel like you being from the South, you know, San Diego, I feel like there's more opportunity out there, more wrestling schools, I think, because, like,
there's also TJ schools, too.
There you go, yeah. Because I feel like in SAC, there's SPW, SAC Pro Wrestling, but I don't know too much about, I don't know if they're a school or if they're, like, you know, just they already hire trained wrestlers. I don't know. And I've seen them around. I've seen a few of their shows, and I don't know if that's something I would like to be part of. I don't know. But yeah, dude, if you know people, dude, you know where I fucked up though? Where? And I tell this story a lot, but I don't think I've told you yet. When I was in ninth grade, I was a freshman in high school. The wrestling coach from our school went up to me and he was like, "Hey, I need someone your size, your height, your weight. You don't even have to try out. You're on the wrestling team. All you have to do is show up." And I bitched out. I didn't show up. I was like, "Nah, I'm a soccer player. Like, I don't feel comfortable doing wrestling." And then now I look back and I'm like, "Fuck, man, I should have done it, dude." Because like, that's all I knew. Like, growing up, I knew how to play basketball, but I always just played soccer all the time. Soccer, soccer, soccer. I would watch wrestling, but it never crossed my mind like, "Hey, this is something that I can do," because I was so focused in just soccer. And I'm just like, "Fuck, man. Like, I should have tried different things. I should have tried playing basketball. Like, I should have tried doing wrestling or even baseball or football. Like, I could have probably done, I feel like I could have been a good football player too," but I was so like closed-minded and just in my comfort zone. Like, this is what I do. This is what I know how to do. I'm like, "Fuck, I should have done it." And now I don't know.
You should go back in time and tell little Edgar, do it.
Yeah, that's what I tell my son now.
Yeah?
I tell him, you know, go try.
Just do it.
Yeah. But he's kind of like me. Like, he's like, "Nah, I don't want." I'm like, "You don't want to play soccer?" "No." "What about basketball?" "Nah, he's 15. He's about to be 16.
Okay. Damn, I didn't know that you had a son that old.
Yeah, dude, we have a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old.
I thought you were in your 30s.
I am. I'm 33. My wife's 35.
You were 18?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Young daddy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they're sure to remind me of that all the time. They're like, "Yeah, you're 30. You're getting old, huh?" I'm like, "No, I'm not." Jeez. Yeah, whenever we go out in public, they're like, "Oh, yeah, these are your parents?" Like, "Yeah." And they're just like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, so everything that I've, you know, I didn't do, I want him to do it.
Yeah.
But he's like, really chill, quiet kid. So we'll see what he ends up doing. I try to get him into wrestling. He doesn't really like it.
Maybe down the line.
He liked it when he was a kid. When he was younger, he liked it. But he's too cool.
It's the 15-year-old, right? The 15-year-old? Yeah. It's the phase, bro. It's the phase.
Yeah.
That's how we all... I feel like we all were in that phase. You know, in high school, we were all trying to discover who we were. And people would be like, oh, wrestling's not cool or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we all went through that.
But... Oh, yeah. I most definitely did. Now it's cool again, you know?
Well, because we don't care. We don't care what anybody thinks, and we don't care what anybody says.
Mm-hmm.
We just like it because we like it.
Yeah. And I got, like, friends and family that, like, you know, they don't watch it, but they'll, you know, they'll talk to me about it now. Like, oh, I saw this, or I saw that.
Yeah.
And I can sometimes, see. Yeah.
Sometimes people will send me articles or whatever of this or that. Or like when they announced that they were going to be here in San Diego. And I was like, I found out the exact time that they announced it, you know, like cool. Thanks for sharing, guys. But yeah. I already know.
I just play along.
Or like Sabu passed away. And I'm like, I already know. You know, I found out this morning and you found out tonight, which cool. Thanks for sharing. But
yeah, you got to play along sometimes, dude. Yeah. You got to be like, oh, no, that's crazy. I didn't know. That's what I do.
I feel bad now. You're making me feel bad.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe I should, right? Because then they'll actually be more intrigued to send me stuff.
Yeah, dude. That's something that I do all the time, especially with the kids all the time. Like, hey, look at my drawing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's so good. Yeah, right.
This is why I'm not a dad. See, yeah. This is why I'm not a dad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good stuff, dude. But I gotta get up out of here, man. I'm still technically working.
What?
Yeah. I was on my lunch break or whatever.
Your lunch break.
Yeah, dude.
It's all good.
Well, thanks for coming on, bro. Nah, thank you, dude. We're gonna do this more often, man.
Yeah, man. Cool. Yeah, I just happen to have the day off, so we'll chat later.
All right, dog.
Peace. All right, dude. Later.